Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Facebook bans extremists, Jakarta is drowning, and more news. By Alex Baker Whitcomb. Facebook took down some conspiracy theorists, Indonesia has to move its capital because of climate change, and Mother's Day is coming. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. Facebook banned Alex Jones, Louis Farrakhan, and others. After stating that it wouldn't ban accounts that push conspiracy theories, Facebook did exactly that today when it banned a handful of extremists from the platform. Facebook says it has always banned individuals or organizations that promote or engage in violence and hate, regardless of ideology. But these accounts have been doing the same thing for months. Why now? Because the company says the process for evaluating potential violators is extensive, and it is what led us to our decision to remove these accounts today. Well, all right then. Jakarta is sinking. Jakarta, the Indonesian city of more than 10 million, is facing obliteration by rising seas and sinking land. Models predict that by 2050, 95% of North Jakarta could be submerged. Things look so dire, the country is actively looking for a new capital. The thing is, Jakarta is far from alone. Cities all over the world are facing the same fate, and will continue to, as climate change progresses. Cocktail conversation. Should programmers be held accountable if their code is used to commit a crime? A recent case calls to question what rules should determine who is on the legal hook. Wired recommends Mother's Day gifts. In case you forgot, Mother's Day is May 12. Still haven't bought something? There's our fail-proof gift guide on Wired.com. More news you can use. Iraq and Syria can teach the U.S. a lot about walls.